Is that what people years ago, did the men used to dress up?
It was a complete suit,
Years ago, did people have just one set of clothes that they saved to wear to church?
Call that their Sunday clothes.
Sunday clothes. Did men ever, did you ever hear men call their pants anything else?
Breeches.
What about trousers?
Call them trousers.
What about this expression? I might, if I was trying on some clothes, I might say something like, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it perfectly. You just say last year it
fit.
Or I might say if I needed to get some, if my old suit was wearing out, need something else to go to church in, I'd say I need to go to town to buy me a
suit.
Not an old one, but a
New one.
Say, you know, little boys are bad about picking up most everything they see and putting it in their pocket. And it's not too long before their pocket will begin to
wear out, get holes in it.
Or when it gets bigger, you say it begins to
spread.
Or book.
Bulge.
Have you ever had to, have you ever put a shirt, when you're washing it, put a shirt in water that's too hot for it? And it's going to get smaller?
Shrink.
That ever happened to you?
Yes, sir.
Kind of aggravating, I guess. I want to ask you about this expression. Say if a young girl is getting ready to go out with a boy and she's spending a lot of time in front of the mirror, what would you say that she would do?
She's primping.
What would you say if a boy was doing the same thing?
Well, I don't believe we ever heard that. I reckon they'd be primping too.
I see. Or say if a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house pretty regular, and people figure that he's getting serious about it, what would you say that he was doing?
Going steady.
Going steady. Ever heard people around here say anything else?
No.
What about courting?
Well, I've heard that too.
They would just say
he's courting or going steady.
What about sparking?
I've heard that.
Talking about the two people, the boy and the girl, you'd say that he was her. What would you say he was? You'd say he was her
beau?
Her
boyfriend?
Which one of those did y'all use more, do you reckon?
Say it was her beau.
You'd say that was the older word? I see. What about her? What would you call her?
Her sweetheart. His sweetheart.
I see. But say at the wedding, you know, there's usually a man who stands up with the groom. What did you call him?
Best man.
Best man.
Yeah.
And did you have a girl or a woman who stood up with the bride?
Bridesmaid.
In this part of the country, if the bride and groom weren't going anywhere, did you ever hear of a lot of people following them back to the house and maybe kind of getting a little rowdy and out of hand?
Shivering them, they called it.
Were you ever in on one of those?
Yeah, a lot of times.
Could you tell me what you did?
Generally, they'd buy a whole lot of rice and throw them.